since the election. We've seen what happened in the immediate aftermath and the appalling shooting down of innocent people on the streets of Harare, which I think really put back the whole idea that Zimbabwe had entered a new era.
Going back on that shooting, we've seen incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa saying that he's going to actually put together a commission of inquiry, which will include, from an interview that he just had with foreign media, somebody from the UK and foreign dignitaries. So he said some security company from the UK and some from South Africa. Do you think that will be enough to perhaps satisfy those that are looking at the situation in Zimbabwe?
Well, I don't think you needed a commission to actually see soldiers quite clearly shooting people running away, innocent people with no arms. We have seen commissions before that Mnangagwa has set up before he was president. We saw the commission that was set up into the terrible atrocities in Matabele land. It never actually got published. I would have thought that Mnangagwa must know, and particularly his vice president, who is, of course, and was the head of the army, Chiwenga, they must know what happened. And I think the idea of saying they're going to set up a commission is just a way to try and make people perhaps in other countries who maybe don't know or haven't followed the history of Zimbabwe think, oh my goodness, he's obviously very keen to find out what happened. I don't think it takes very long to find out what happened that day, to condemn it utterly, and to find out who actually gave the orders to the army. The army would not have gone out and reacted like that without being given orders to do so.
You have been very critical of the UK ambassador in Harare, Catriona Lang, for being supportive of the ruling party. How does that stand now?
Well, of course, she is leaving. Our ambassador is going off very soon, and there will be a new ambassador coming, which I think will probably be welcomed by most people certainly in civil society and in the other areas of the church and so on. I mean, the issue to us was that we felt that our British embassy had been getting far too close over a period of time to Mnangagwa, and we did know and we'd heard from very, very good sources, and indeed heard some things ourselves, where it was very clear that she was not in any way giving the leader of the opposition, Nelson Chamisa, a fair chance. And we also felt that it's not the role of the British embassy should have been playing a very, very clear role, that we wanted to see absolutely democratic elections, free and fair, and that meant that we had to give all parties equal support and equal access, and that certainly was not happening, and I think everybody accepted. I was struck when we visited and we were talking to people, without even asking or mentioning it, people would raise it with us. There was very clearly a problem with our embassy out there being far too close, perhaps for all the right reasons. They wanted to be there to be supportive if Mnangagwa won, so that the United Kingdom, is a friend of Zimbabwe and would be there to help, but I think it went too far, and I think that the new ambassador coming in will be probably very, very different and want to look at things much more in an impartial way.
Looking at what actually came out of the elections, the results are being contested, with MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa challenging ZEC and also saying that he won the election and is taking incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa to the Constitutional Court next week. What's your take on what's going on right now?
Well, it would be very interesting to see if the courts and the judges rule fairly and without any pressure coming from the government. So I think the international community will be very, very surprised if, in view of everything that's happened and some of the things that our electoral observers, both from the EU and the Commonwealth, have said, if at the very least they don't come out and say that there has to be a rerun of the presidential election. And I think that would satisfy everyone and give the people of Zimbabwe the opportunity to have a really open, genuinely free and fair presidential election between Mnangagwa and Chamisa.
What about the issue of sanctions? We've seen the US actually signing into law their own Zedera sanctions. What's your take?
Well, I said in our report, which we did, we said that even if there was an election which could be proved to be slightly freer and fairer. We shouldn't be instantly jumping into lifting sanctions, because actually we needed to have caution and skepticism, and whoever was elected needed to prove that the change that was changed, there's no doubt Zimbabwe changed over the last 6 months or so, but that we needed to see that that real change was permanent and not just for the purposes of the election. And that's why I think any re-engagement with the current government has to be very, very careful, and certainly to automatically lift all the sanctions and treat Zimbabwe, you know, as a normal, democratic, open country at this stage would be premature.